Now, it's not just November this month, it's actually November. It's Feline Health Awareness Month. Now, this is an initiative put together with the Animal Welfare League and Purina. It is encouraging cat owners, and there are a lot of us out there, to be more aware of their cat's health. And it's a good topic because we love the stupid little Muppets, but we don't speak their language, and it can be often very hard to understand what they're trying to tell us. Now, Dr. Joe Righetti is an animal behaviourist. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. Glad that you're a fellow cat lover.
I'm a fellow cat lover. I talk a lot about my cat, so much so I get in trouble for it, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, you can talk all you like with me.
Well, thank you very much. Now, we talk about sort of there being six signs of a healthy cat. What are they?
Yes, and some of them, you know, some of them are obvious and some are not quite so obvious. We've got to do a little bit of creative thinking to see inside our cat. Number one, body condition. Look for your cat's waistline. Do they have a waistline? All cats and dogs should have one. We should be able to, if we, I know the fur can be quite thick, but if we feel through that here, we should be able to feel some ribs there.
Yeah.
Not too thin, not too fat. Number two, digestion. Now, for that, we've got to look what comes out the other side of the cat. So we're looking for nice firm stools there, no diarrhea, nothing runny.
Yeah.
Just every day have a quick look at that. I know we don't like it, but it's part of life. Number three, look at their skin, their coat, their eyes. They should be nice and healthy and shiny. Clear, bright eyes and a nice shiny coat. Number four, this is a hard one to see, their immune system. So it's all working away inside, should be good. And as long as your cat is fit, healthy and active, then probably their immune system will be working. But we've always got to keep a check on that. Your vet check once a year, at least, is a good idea. Number five, visible signs of cat health is dental health.
Mm.
Open your cat's mouth if you dare and just have a look at their teeth and gums and watch out for those weapons.
Yeah.
And last but not least is their bone and joint health. So bones and joints really are the foundation of what makes your cat active, and they need this constant supply of nutrients, you know, and all the little, the minerals, vitamins and minerals that we think about. And that's where a good healthy diet can really come to the fore. And just making small changes such as diet can make a huge difference to the health of your cat.
What are some of the ways cats tell us when things are going wrong? I mean, I know my chap, he's a British Blue. He's always been a bit of a nervous pooper, and it turned out we had a few tummy issues and we were able to change up the diet, and that's helped a lot. But what are some of the other ways that a cat sort of says, hang on, something's not right here?
Yeah, often with cats, they'll just go quiet. So we know that they sleep 3/4 of the day anyway.
Mm.
But what you might find is that they're sleeping more than normal, or they're taking themselves off away from your family area, spending time in a quiet location. You may see them being, some cats do get more demanding of owners, but most of them will run and hide. Now, my cat, for instance, one of them, one of them just recently, I came back from holiday and I thought, oh, that's strange, he's ignoring me. But, you know, being a cat was really not so strange, is it? and then I realized, no, I touched him and I realized he had an abscess on his side. So what I could interpret, you know, his behavior change was actually a health change, and I really needed to get him to a vet quickly. So I think it's important to stay attuned to your cat's normal behavior. And then if you see differences in their behavior, get them to a vet. But also if you're checking those vital signs, you might see that their eyes are a little bit runny, or that they've got a cough or something, that's time to get to the vet as well.
It can be a tricky one, though, because we tend to attribute to cats, you know, odd behaviours. You know, we often, even as cat owners, you might say, ah, cat, classic thing. But it's not always, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, most cats, if they're fit, active in the adult sort of age range, will be up and down off shelves, bench tops, so on. Things that may annoy owners, but that's perfectly normal cat behaviour because they like to be up high. But when we see them do unusual things like completely ignoring us, perhaps not even lifting their heads when we come in the room, because we know that the way that cats, like dogs jump up on you and they're like, oh, mom, dad, you're home. It's so great to see you. Cats flick an ear towards us. And that's recognition that owners have come in the room. They really do love us. We just have to be very, very understanding of their very subtle behavior orientation towards us. Now, if that changes and they ignore you, that changes and, you know, they don't want to eat their food, for instance, if they're really a cat that normally loves their diet, then that's when you say, hang on, I need to keep an eye on you and watch what's going on here.
So I would say that during November, should we just make sure that we're acknowledging those six signs and getting a cat out to a vet if we're a bit worried?
Absolutely. And anyone who's listening who hasn't even thought about a cat as a pet, I would love them to think about one, perhaps visit the Animal Welfare League Australia or even look online and see if they can, you know, perhaps give a home to a cat. But definitely check out with your vet.
Amazing stuff. Dr. Joe Righetti, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick. Take care of that cat.